Okay, Rabbo said before we go back to this beautiful machlokas between the Ritva and the Rajba, beautiful in the sense that there's so many yisodos that come out from this machlokas. I want to go back to the way we had dealt with Tosfos yesterday and tell you a question that one of Adam's questions. Adam is a very good litmus test. If it survives Adam's questions, so then, but this case, I don't think it entirely survived Adam's questions. One of the questions that he had asked on my pshat, and then tell you a better pshat that that Eliot said. My pshat is not, I'm not convinced it's wrong, but there are a couple of weaknesses in what I had said. First of all, again, let's remind ourselves. Start from the top. Tosa says that the Ketzah Mevarchin, the Ketzah is going on either the Svara, okay, but that has its difficulty as the Marsha explained. And then the second Pshat Tosa says is that it's going back on the Gemara and Misha Mesu. When we learn over there that there's a Bracha Lefanel, which is the Rabbanan, that's what we're going back. So the question becomes, then what's the Menani Mili? What's the Menani Mili going on? That was the question Refershler had asked. That's a question that many are preoccupied with. So to answer that, we made a few diukim in the Gemara. And what we suggested was that Einachanami, according to Tosos, the Mitchil of Atzof, we never thought that the Bracha Lefanel is Doraisa. We thought it was Darabanan. And however, the Bracha Acharel was going to be Doraisa. And we proved that Tosos could learn such a way in contrast to the Ritva Vamevin. We won't get back to that. And the contrast between Tosos and Ritva. And therefore, Tosos learns the following pshat. That the bracha achareha in the Hava Minu was Doraisa. The bracha lefanel was always Darabanan. That we already knew from the beginning. That we already were taught from the earlier sugya on Daf Chaf. However, the Melamed is telling us the following. The Melamed is that, number one, the bracha achareha is Doraisa. We learn from Koshulim. And then from there, we extend the Darabanan. Mikan, Amar Rabbi Akiva, based on this, Rabbi Akiva learned. So I'm not totally backing down, but I think that there are two basic weaknesses. Adam could tell you. I think you remember, Adam, there are two of them, right? I'm going to say over only one of them. That Adam pointed out, in Tosis Dima Maschel Elo Svarahu, he says, V'ha-Gemara ha-yesavar mitchila de-limud gamarhu. The Gemara originally thought that it was a full-fledged limud. So what does it mean that the Gemara thought beforehand that it was a full-fledged limud? The Gemara thought that you were learning out from the pasuk entirely. So, and there we're talking about the bracha lefaneha. So it's not like the way we said yesterday. It's not, the pashtus is not that, oh, you learn from the bracha achareha, and then memela, once you learn from the bracha achareha, that's a doraisa, you learn out from there. Ashkechan kishu sava v'chulei, to say that we learn out on a level of derabanan. It sounds like it's a limud gomer. So from that line in Tosis number one, that makes the pshat a little bit difficult. I don't think that's a reason to abandon the pshat. When you say over to your Talmid Demir Tzashem, you could say that we said over this pshat, but it has this, we're moda that it has this weakness. And then you could say over Eli's pshat, which is better. I don't think it's entirely... Mukhruch. The reason why it's not entirely mukhruch is because it's not a pircha, because at the end of the day, limud gomer who means that the bracha achreha is a limud gomer from which we learn the bracha lefaneha. In that regard, it's a limud gomer. So it's not a bomb question. Adam has another question. I think that also one could dodge, but ultimately, maybe one could say a little better. So Eli pointed out that the Tzlach has a beautiful pshat. The Tzlach that we started, in the second half, he has a beautiful pshat. I didn't think it was relevant because it wasn't in the direction that I was building, but it could very well be now it's kedai to go over the Tzlach's beautiful yisod. The Tzlach's yisod is the following diuk in the Mishnah, a fascinating diuk. His diuk is that our Mishnah talks about the brachos lefaneha. Very nice. What bracha is missing in the list of the Mishnah? What's missing in the Mishnah?
Shabbos.
What? Mizonos. That's something that's missing in our Mishnah. Okay. We have everything else. Okay. Sitzarachiyun number one is, why is it that that's not listed in our Mishnah? Eli had another question, and that is, when we have this svar, we have this svar twice. Kishuhu sava mevarek kishu rav lo kol shekein. It appears twice in the Gemara. One, parallel to Tosas Tenech la'acharav. And two, we have it in the bottom of the Gemara, Malishivas Aminim Shekein Chayovim Bibikurim. Right after that, Then the Gemara says, "Hateinch la'acharav l'fanaminayin." And the Gemara says, "Kishu samvar kishu rav lo koshke." So Eli pointed out something I didn't notice. It's black on white, and that is Tosas when he says "lav kal v'chomeru." Tosas only says it on the second time the Gemara had said it. He doesn't say it the first time. So tzarich iyun number two. One is the tzlach's observation, and number two is why does Tosas say it in the second half and not on the first half? Okay. It's a nice ha'ara. Tosas only brought it in later on. So step number one is maybe one could argue that actually when we originally had kishu samvar kishu rav lo kol shekein, it was mamish a kal v'chomer. Not like Tosas said la kal v'chomer dim kein te brach l'fan medoraisa on the second one, but actually in the first stage the Gemara was mamish doraisa. The kal v'chomer was a mamish on a level of doraisa. Aye, you've got the Gemara earlier that says that bracha lefanel is only midrabanan. So now let's throw in the Tzlach's conclusion. The Tzlach says that our Mishnah and Gemara that asks minohani mili and quotes all the brachos, we're talking about all brachos except for the mezonos. There we had a havamina that it's going to be a daraisa. Why? Well, and pass, right? We're gonna have to put pass in the list as well. Pass, right, Ellie? Pass is also gonna have to be in that list. Pass is also, so then the diuk from the Mishnah falls away a little bit, because in the Mishnah it's not so mukhah. Wait, in our Mishnah when we're talking about all these things, so then we're talking about peros and adama. So those things are going to be daraisa. Keep out pass. Pass we're going to have to say also is going to be a derabbanan. So the deal that Yoshua pointed out, that's not going to work entirely. But all those things that Tzlach claims is going to be a doraisa. However, and that's the subject of Minoani Mili. Minoani Mili is going back on that. Minoani Mili is going back on peros and yirakos. The sugya earlier was talking about what? The sugya earlier was talking about pas, because there we're talking about a balkeri. If you have already a daraisa afterwards from v'chalta v'savata, so maybe then the bracha lefaneh is only derabbanan, claims the Tzlach. Yet, when it comes to peros, se'ilan, and yirakos, where you don't have a bracha achareha, that's daraisa, the Gemara has a havamin over here that its bracha is going to be daraisa. That's a little bit mechudish. First of all, it doesn't fit in entirely in the Mishnah. Originally, I wanted to make it with Yoshua's diuk. I wanted to make it fit in the Mishnah. It doesn't fit beautifully back into our Mishnah. But at least the ratio of our Mishnah, it fits well into that. Im kainim hadvarim. So then it works like this. The Gemara, when it says, kishu savam var kishu rav lo kol shekein, so then, in such a case, we're talking about what? We're talking about on a level of daraisa. The kal v'chomer is going to work when it comes to peros and yirakos on a level of daraisa. However, and as the Tzlach had developed, the Gemara earlier told us that balkeri is an exception to the rule. Because when it comes to balkeri, so there it's a derabbanan. When's that a derabbanan? There we're talking about the bracha on pas. Why by balkeri dafka we choose that? The Tzlach concludes because ki al alechem levad yichya adam. It's on the ki lo al alechem levad yichya adam. That the ikur sustenance for a person there is talking about bread. So he claims that sugya over there it works that way. If that's so now we can understand. We can answer also why Tosos only make the kamet lefun of lo kol shekein in the second stage and not in the first stage. Because in the first stage, enachanami, then if we're going to make the kal v'chomer, so then the bracha lefanel is going to be daraisa. But the bracha in the second stage, the lefan of lo kol shekein, that was followed with malashivas haminim. So what are we learning by malashivas haminim? There, shivas haminim includes pas, right? Pas is one of the shivas haminim. Once it includes pas, so then in such a case, then the whole yisod that we had said earlier, that by pas, the bracha lefanel is going to be the rabbanan, the Gemara has abandoned. If the Gemara has abandoned that, So then the only thing that you're left with is to say that it's lav kal v'chomer, that you can't say that the kal v'chomer is the kal v'chomer gemura. That's the only way you're going to be able to explain it. If that's so, so that's another way of being miyashev the Tosfos' question. That Tosfos, when he makes the comment, when Tosfos says, the bracha lefanel is the rabbanon, Tosfos was talking about dafka pas. That's what Tosfos is talking about. He's talking about dafka pas. When it's the Rabbanan. And that was already a source that we knew Ketzan Mevarchin. But when the Gemara asks, Minoani Mili, the Gemara could be asking on a level of Daraisa, because when did we say that it's going to be the Rabbanan? Only in the context of Pas. However, the Gemara is entertaining the possibility when it comes to Paris and Irakos, then it's going to be Daraisa. It's going to be Daraisa. The Gemara then ultimately is going to abandon it. But at the time that we say, Kishu Salam Var, Kishu Rav Lokal Shekin, then it's Doraisa, and that's why Tosos, that's Eli's Hosafa, that's why Tosos only made the comment later on as opposed to earlier. It's not my agenda for today. I want to put this on the record. I think it's a fascinating chat. If you want to be mafakbek, I'm running away and you could fight with Eli, and on Shabbos you could tell me the... After all the explosions, you'll tell me where the dust has landed. But I think, for the record, I think it's an interesting mahal. That's the difficulty with my pshat to defend Tosfos, and the difficulty that I have with this pshat, at the end of the day, tzlach is a massive chiddush. It doesn't fit entirely in the Mishnah. The Minani immediately presumably would go on everything in the Mishnah. So, okay. At the end of the day, the ikar is Yedidya's question, to ask the question. That's the most important thing. As Rabbi Braunschweig always used to emphasize, it's the most important thing is that you noticed it in the sugya. The yishuv is less important. You leave for the Rebbe to do the yishuv, and then you process and you decide whether it's right or wrong. The yishuv is less important. You learn from Rebbeim how to develop a little bit of yishuv. But the main thing is to notice the nekudos in the sugya. Okay, now let's come back to this gishma. I'm sorry, Simcha and Ezra, I'd rather... I just want to put it out there for the record, and then go on. Let's come back to today's sugya. The Ritva and the Rajba have a fascinating approach in dealing with the nuance of Svaruhu la'asir lo la'adam. Dahainu, we pointed out yesterday two distinctions, that the Ritva quotes the pasuk Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem. This is one of our additions to the Olam HaTorah. That the Ritva quotes the Pasuk and the Rajba doesn't quote the Pasuk. What everybody notices is the other difference between the Ritva and the Rajba, and that is that the Rajba says that this halacha applies to also be mechayev a bracha achrona. Ha shar minin bein lefneim bein lachrein ein tunin klal elamisvara. However, the Ritva makes no mention of the bracha acharel. I'd just like to point out even further that the Rajba didn't even have the girsa of the Hemshech HaGemara. Because the Rajba then quotes the Hemshech HaGemara in the name of the Yerushalmi. And it sounds like what the Rajba is doing is like this. Up until now, he was quoting the Sugis HaBavli. And according to the Bavli, the Svara has nothing to do with Lashem Aretz Umloa contrasted to Va'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam. It's a Svara. What's that Svara? That Svara is Mechayev Bracha Lefaneu La'achareha. Nothing to do with the Pasuk. Then afterwards, he quotes Yerushalmi that says a little bit differently. So I think that this Nakuda is also relevant. The Hainu, that not only did the Rajba not quote the Pasuk when explaining the Mechayev of the Svara, but he even seems not to have the Girsa of our Gemara. In other words, the Svara of our Gemara has nothing to do with the Matir of the Ritva. The Ritva had understood that it's a mat that the Pasuk is telling us is part and partial of the Mechayev. It is the Matir for the Bracha Rishona, because he introduces the Svara with that Pasuk. However, the Rajba doesn't seem to be coming from that direction at all. Now, based on this, it flows very nicely. The next step flows very nicely. The Hainu, that if you say that, like the Rajba, that it's nothing to do with the Matir, so what's the Pshat? So Pshat is that you're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Along the lines of what Rashi is saying, Ahodah, But if it's not a matir, so then it could equally apply to the bracha achareha. However, according to Ritva, that's a matter. He can't hold that it applies to the bracha achareha as well, that the svar applies to the bracha achareha as well. Now, it could be there are other pshatim of why you have the bracha achareha. It could be hodah, you could be masber in different types of ways. But the Ritva can't hold of the Rashba. Now, the way we just set it up, I think we're going to say some things that have been written before, but I'm being magdir it a little bit differently than the way I saw the other Gedolei Achronim. And maybe in a way, I'm being magdir it in a more of a radical fashion. Dahainu, according to the Rashba, the bracha has nothing to do with a matir. This bracha is some type of hoda'ah that one gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the svara of asal oled la'adam could apply la'achareha as well as lefaneha. Okay, this hagdar is a little bit different than I've seen that there's a famous chakira, but I'm being magdir in a slightly different way than I think that, let's say, take for example, Shalmi Nisan is magdir, and I think that I circumvent certain problems the way I'm being magdir it right now. Yes, Avrami?
Is there any place in the Rashba where Rebbe would be mashma that it's talking about hodah?
I did say that you could be magdurit in different ways within the Rashba. What I'm bringing out from the words of the Rashba is the following. It's not a matir. That's what
not
I'm saying.
Matir, but when he goes to Yerushalmi, he says...
It can't be that... I'm learning the Rashba like this. I'm learning the Rashba as saying that this is the Gemara. This is the Svara. It happens to be there's a Yerushalmi that has a different mahalach. That's how I read the Rashba. Now, if you want to read there are two other possible ways of reading the Rashba. One way of reading the Rashba is to say that I'm totally wrong, to say that the Rashba holds that's a matter just like the Ritva, and he quotes Yerushalmi to back it up. That's one way of reading it. I can't accept that. And the reason I can't accept that is if it's a matir, then, and part of the matir is learned from this Yerushalmi, then how could it possibly be that the bracha l'acharel is included? I can't read the Rashba that way.
The whole Yerushalmi.
What's that? The Yerushalmi is going to have a different mahalach. You have to remind yourself the hakdama that we gave. This Yerushalmi is very, very similar to the Tosefta that we quoted in the opening part of the Zman. I didn't know it was a Yerushalmi. I saw it as a Tosefta. Because I think on the side, they make reference to the Tosefta. So when I was learning with my son, so we looked up the Tosefta. He was very, very excited. A fifth grader, he gets to turn to the back. He's very, very excited. By the way, Teva Adam, you know, to do Gemara Rashi, that's boring. But when he's turned to the back, you start opening all of the fancy Svarim, so then that gets exciting. So we were going over, he said to me, Abba, I want to learn Bi'iyun. So we went through this... this svara, so we looked at the Tosefta. So that's how that when I was preparing, that's how I knew it from the Tosefta. But so that's Einachanami. However, your Masber, that Tosefta is the same Hesber that we're going to give you Shami. But that's how I'm reading the Rashba. The fact that the Rashba says the Brocha Achareha like that way, that's how it works. There is another way of reading it, but both of those ways of Rami, I don't think are correct. I think the way I'm saying it is the most mukhruch in the Rashba. This machlokis between the Rashba and the Ritva has many, many ripples. The most famous ripple is the Tosas on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tosas says that if you have a suffek, the Gemara there has a suffek in terms of someone who starts out with the wrong kavan of a bracha, whether he has to make a new bracha or not. The topic of that Gemara is entirely irrelevant to our subject right now. And in Tosas di Ramas Lo, Tosas says, V'riha ya'omer l'chumra. D'tzarech levarech pam acheres. The Ri says that you have to go l'chumra and you have to make another bracha. In a famous comment, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, V'lo shayachacha lomer safik brachas l'kula. Here, safik brachas l'kula doesn't apply. Why? Delo Shayef Kane, he quotes in Marsha in Psachim. D'lo shayach kein el bebirchas hamitzvahs. Da bracha seinem akfas. Al birchas hanenin osur lecho below bracha. V'lo avikan chshash bracha levatala. Even though normally a suffix should say that you should be choshesh for the isur d'arayis lo sisa Hashem Hashem lo kechol ashav, over here you have another isur that's at play. So since you have another isur that's at play, the relationship between lo sisa and the other isur is not my subject for today. But since you have another isur at play, so therefore the rule of suffix brachas lekula does not apply. The hainu, the way to say over this Rabbi Kiva Eger, bepashtus, is what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, is that the bracha lefanel is a what? The bracha lefanel is a matir, and therefore the rule, safik brachas lekula, doesn't apply, because you have an isur that's at stake. What type of isur? Even an isur derabanan that's at stake will already be mechayiv you to make a new bracha. It's fascinating to point out that this hezber in the machlokas between the Ri and Rabbi Kiva Eger, dahainu, that the Ri saying that, this Hezber in the Ri that we say, we'll get to Machlokas in a second, this Hezber that we say in the Ri that it's a bracha to be a matir, so this seems to be the Ri l'shitaso in another place. Let's take a look at Tosos on Lamites Amid Aleph. In Batzalei Shiura, Vahari Hayaomer Bibari Nefashos. What happens if a person drinks less than a shir mlo lugmav? Says the Ri, Vahari Hayaomer Bibari Nefashos, Kim Delav Bracha Chashuvi, Afil Batzalei Shiura Mervarchin and Bar Nefashos Rabos. The Ri held that you make a bracha achrona even if it's less than a shir. Particularly Bar Nefashos. Kamen's Tosos, the other Bali Tosos. V'lo nir, it's not correct. The Kivan de Bar Nefashos tiknu k'neged ala gofen, k'echad ala gefen bo yishur b'Bar Nefashos rabos, k'echad bo yishur, Bar Nefashos rabos nami bo yishur. Just like you need a shear for hagofen, so too when it comes to a Bar Nefashos as well. They also need a shear. Comments, Rabbi Akiva Eger. The comment is in the Chidushim. He just makes reference. Ayin lamik the kamon memtes on the base. Okay. The first Rabbi Akiva Eger sends us to Memtes Amid Beis. So let's go that way. Let's see the Ri over there, the third Ri. In Tosfos Divrei Maskil, Rabbi Meir Savar. Here we're talking about again the Bracha Achrona. Says Tosfos, two lines from the bottom. Ule inyan shtia Omer Ri. So the Ri here gives a little bit more of substance to his shita that we had seen before, and that is that even if it's less than a mali lugmav, so then in such a case, he says, you still have to make a bracha achrona. Here the sugya is mefurish that we're talking about a bracha achrona, despite the fact that Rabbi Meir holds, in general, for most bracha achronas, you need achila by kizais. And his proof is that when it comes to shiurim, there are different shiurim. When it comes to birchas hamazon, the shiur is kizais. When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, the shiur is a koseves. So too, when it comes to a bracha achrona, the shiur is going to be different when it comes to Bar Nefashos, as opposed to the other Birchos HaChronos. Comments Rabbi Kiva Eger again over here on Memtes Amid Beis. Kashali, here's Rabbi Kiva Eger's more verbose. Kashali, Heich Shayach Lahachmir Levarech Habracha Sveika Lahakil Vitzarech Yun. Kiva Eger asks, How can you be machmir? Savik brachas lahakel. So we have three re's. We have a re on daf yud bey zamed aleph. We have a re on daf lamid tesamed aleph, and we have a re on mem tesamed beis. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger agrees with the re on yud bey zamed aleph, but he disagrees with the re on lamid tesamed aleph as well as mem tesamed beis. And he spells out his question on mem tesamed beis, and that is, how could you be machmir over here? Because clearly there's some type of suffek. So in the end of the day, we should say safek brachas lakel. Now, when we do sugya bar nefashos, we'll discuss what type of exactly what the hagdara of the safek is. We weren't masbir what the hagdara of the safek is, but there's some type of safek over here. So, since there's a safek, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you have to go luchum. So, Rabosai, what's the issue for the re? How do you defend the re? Yes, Josh. True. You're being masbir well something else in the sugya, but not the question that I asked. I know what you're saying is very logical. Listen to how I asked the question. You're being masbir, but not exactly to deal with the question I asked. At the end of the day, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question is a great question on the re. The re had said that the brach that you should be machmir lefanel. That I understand. But he asks, at the end of the day, safek brachas lahakel. We have a rule, safek brachas lahakel. So here you have a safek, whether you make a bracha achrona. So you shouldn't make a bracha achrona. So let me crunch it. I wasn't clear when I started out now when I responded to you. Why is it if you have a safek on the bracha achrona, we don't say safek brachas lahakel? That's the kasha. That's the question that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is asking on the re. So what's the teretz? Yes, Simcha?
You have to say that somehow the Isser applies also to the bracha achrona.
You have to say that according to the Ri, that there is a halacha over here that says that the formulation of Asa la'adam lehenos bolam azeh below bracha is not only the bracha lefaneha, but it's also the bracha achareha. Dahainu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that as individuals relating to his beautiful world, there's an iser for us not to thank him before nor after. There's an iser for us not to thank him before or after. In other words, the Torah is mechayev us Hoda'a, both before and after, and if you don't, you're being over an Iser. Finish off, as Josh had said, Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Eiger understands, no, when it comes, he agreed with the Rion Daf Yud Bey Zamed Aleph, because he holds the Bracha Lefaneha is a matir. It's a matir for some type of, if you want, the most radical way of saying it, a chetze shel iser. That would be the most radical way of saying it. That the object is mamash aser to you. Just like hafrashas truma is a matir for the tevel, so too over here the bracha is a matir. Again, there are other ways of formulating it, as you get the sense. I'm less interested in exactly how you formulate it, unless there are practical nafkaminas on the page. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that's what the bracha lefaneha is. Good. Okay. So this is the machlokas. This is the machlokas between the Bale, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and the Ri. I'd like you to think about how to be magdir this gufa in what the Ri said and how the Bale Tosis responded on Lamed Tesamid Aleph. Because the Ri said that you should make a bracha achrona. And the other Rishonim said not that way. Said no. That if you have, he said if it's less than a shear, so then in such a case, he says you go back to the bracha achrona of Alek Geffen, and just like Alek Geffen needs a shear, so too this is going to need a shear. Is that machlok is totally in this exact hakira or not? I leave that for you to work on. It's not so much my agenda. Yes, Eli.
It's a bit chiddush to say that when you say the bracha achrona, so it does something that Rambam is not going to apply.
What? If you say that it's hodah, why don't we say savik derabanan lekula applies? No. So the Gemara still, at the end of the day, says asal adam lahenos. It's still asal adam lahenos. Rashi's commenting on svaruhusha asal adam lahenos. I don't find that problematic at all. You're looking at it as two distinct categories. It's categories that are entirely unrelated. You're looking at it as a category that hodah is some type of a pure mitzvah to do, and the iser is something that's entirely different. I don't see it that way. I understand that an individual, as the nafkamin, if will, in response to your question, is gavra cheftza. The gavra himself is over an iser if he doesn't do that hodah.
And also, I'm saying, how do you learn the Gemara if this is hodah?
Yeah.
The Gemara says that if you don't make a bracha, you're over an ila.
Oh, so I learned. I'm sorry I didn't spell that out. The Talmidim asked me that in Seder. I read the Gemara like this. According to Rashi, Rashi learns that the material in the Svara ends with Svaru asal adam lanos al nezeh v'lo bracha. Nikuda. End of the Gemara. Then the Gemara starts off and quotes a drush. The Gemara is quoting a drush of Lashem Haratzim Lo. So that drush, Rashi does not understand as being part of the Etzem Mechayiv, but rather that drush is just a backup to this idea. It's finding a source in Machshava that we see that there is an idea of Shemayim Shemayim Lashem and Haaretz Nasan Levnei Adam on the one hand and Lashem Haaretz Umloa. And the way to reconcile that tension is by doing that Hodah. And if someone doesn't do that Hodah, he's over in Isser. So wait. I'm going to get to the riff. Will it work or will it not work? I'm actually not your riff. I'm getting to a different riff. So then you'll work backwards and see. Yes, Ezra.
I think that Rashi could even be saying that the Nushan Gemara actually fits in with that Mehila fits in with the whole idea of Hodah, because he said Rashi on Lamed Hamad Beis says that goes on the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Chassar.
Right.
And you're still in the Brach.
That's Sunday's shir, but in a chanami, it's a fear ha'ara. Maybe we'll get that. You want to say gozel es birchaso is that's a beautiful diuk in Rashi. Yeah, the Sas Emes makes that diuk in Rashi. Okay, Bli Neder, we'll get to that. Yes, Michael.
Wouldn't saying that second
you guys are really slowing me down.
Okay,
no, it's good.
Yeah. We know Amad Abba Ma'al. Wouldn't that make more sense as a Jewish if it said like Ki'ilu Ma'al? Meaning, like, it says he is stealing.
That's all. Again, I'm saying that this is the Machshavic source. But that in Machshava, that there's a Me'ila, but it's not part of the Yetzem Mechayiv. I think that this is all, I think what we're saying now is glatt. I don't find that. This is, I think, Poshit. I'm surprised that you're even bothered by it. Okay, let's go on. Yes. This is like standard, Rabbi Say. This is like the ABCs of Birchasen, and this come out everybody says. I haven't really said anything new. Yeah?
Well, according to the Ri, why is it only a shtir? Why wouldn't it be on a basar also, a puff on a shir?
So that gets in part, get back to the, someone asked me that. It's a very, very good question, but it's not my sugya. Michael asked me that question as well. But either way, the hashiva is a very, very important hashiva. I don't think it's a problem to what we're presenting right now. Okay. Let me show you a very beautiful nafgamina that I saw that Rabbi Kirschbaum, he's a rav in Beit Shemesh, he brought out from the Gemara Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, just a small, nice ha'ara, since you mentioned the riff, Eli, so... it fits into the Seder Hadvarim. There is a fascinating machlokis in Girsos on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and he claims that this issue might be connected. You know, the famous sugya of workers about what they're allowed to, what they're supposed to do vis-a-vis Kriya Shema when they're in the middle of working. So the Gemara on Tezayin Amud Aleph, 7-8 lines from the bottom. So Gemara says, "Hapoalim show you osim loch etzal ba'abayis karen kriyasha umispalin va'ochlin pitan ve'ein mevarchin lefaneh v'mevarchin achareha." So the gears that we have in front of us in the Gemara says that they don't make a bracha beforehand, but they make a bracha afterwards. The Gra says that this is the Girsa of Tosos as well as the Girsa of Rashi. Aval Girsas Rif Agaonim Mivarchin Lefaneha. But the Girsa of the Rif and the Gaonim is you do make a bracha beforehand. So what's the pshat over here? So Rabbi, here we're talking about a Pirchas Hanen, V'ochlem Piton. So Rav Kirshenbaum suggests that the Machlokis revolves around this question. If you say that the halacha of Birchas Hanenin stems from the Isur, so at the end of the day, Po'alim are not allowed to be over the Isur. However, if you say that the Bracha Lefana, this is his terminology, that the Bracha Lefana stems from a mitzvah, that the Mechaya first is a mitzvah, so then in such a case over here, it could very well be that there's no mitzvah. And Memela, there's no Isur as well. Memela, there's not going to be an Isur as well. So let's take a look now. That fits in, I think, very, very nicely to the Rashi on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. Dahainu. Rashi on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph told us that the Mechayiv is the Hodah. Someone who doesn't do the Hodah, in such a case, is going to be over this Isur. So too over here. Rashi over here says that if there isn't a Mechayiv of Hodah, there isn't going to be an Isur. In contrast to the Shita of the Rif, so the Rif holds, there's no bracha for now. It happens to be, as of now, it works in, out well, Eli, with your Rif, but we'll see. Whether I'm not going to stake out that claim if I haven't spent enough time thinking about it. But it happens to work out neatly with your Rif. But either way, punch.
Since the Rash has the gears of Umavarcha
now. Okay, so I'm not discussing Rash now, but that's a top. That's interesting Ha'ara. That's interesting Ha'ara. Okay, I have to look up the Rajba. I have to see. Fair ha'ara, we need to get back to it. So Rabosai, let's just summarize what we have up until now. Number one, we have the Machlokis Rajba Ritva. We have Rashi that emphasized Hoda, which I believe is closer to the Shitas HaRajba. We've pointed out that everything in the Ritva is Meduyak. The Machlokis between the Ri and Rabbi Akiva Eger, I feel uncomfortable saying it, but Rabbi Akiva Eger is disagreeing with the Ri. So at the end of the day, the machlokis between the Ri and Rabbi Akiva Eger, Lechura revolves around this question. Rabbi Akiva Eger is holding that the Bracha Lefanel is entirely a matir. However, if you say that that there's some type of hodah, so it could be that the Mechayev is the mitzvah. If that's so, then Rashi, who says a hodah on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, fits in well with Rashi on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Okay. Now, Rabosai, I want you to look up that all of these Makoros that I quoted, except for the last one, Tezayin Amud Aleph, is in the Shalmei Nisan. Rav Nissen Kaplan has it, but he says it differently than the way I said it. And I think the way I said it is a little bit better than the way he said it. I think the our formulation resolves, I think, some of the problems that he eventually in the footnotes gets stuck with. If you formulate it this way, that the Mechayiv is the Hodah, and Memela, there's an Isur that comes to a person who doesn't do that Hodah. Now that Isur, if you will call it an Isur Gavra, so that Isur Gavra applies, that Isur Gavra is going to apply even for the Bracha Acharea as well, but the Mechayiv is going to be the Hodah. So Rav Kirshenbaum goes further and says that Mechayiv is also, you could call it a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, any time that there isn't a chiyuv to make a bracha lefaneh, so then in such a case, then there isn't a chiyuv. Hence the po'alim, they never put that mitzvah on them. As we see, we want to keep the po'alim working for the chiyuvim to the Baal Bais. But according to the Rif, you could argue that the Mechayiv over here is going to be the Isser. The first step is going to be the Isser. There is a famous Emek Bracha that asks a bomb question on the Gemara Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. I'm a little frustrated that I forgot to bring it from home. And it's only quoted in secondary source. Rav Nissen Kaplan quotes this. I saw it, I remember, when we were learning brachas the first time independently. And immediately what came to mind was the Hesber that we just gave in the Rajva and the Ritva in response to the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha has a beautiful ha'ara in the Gemara Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. It's, in other words, many, I would imagine many briskers and not who would not my style of learning would start with this Gemara. In many ways, this Gemara is conceptually is a very, very compelling Gemara. And there, Rav Chisda on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph has a fascinating question. I can't learn Ketzem Varchen and start in the middle of Shosh Hashachal. I just find that ultimately, you don't know Ketzem Varchen. But there's no question that this Gemara has to be addressed. Conceptually, this is a very powerful Gemara. Ba'imine Rav Chisda, ma mish achal v'shasa v'lo birech. Someone who ate and didn't make a bracha. Does he make a bracha? Of course, we pass in that the person doesn't. Here the shaila is on the bracha lefanel. Amaluhu. Mishachal shum v'recho nod if yachzav yachal shum acher. Kidei shavudev. Amarvina hilchach afil gomes yidasa yachzav yivarech. Desanya tova va'ala amar baliyaso. Just like someone who goes for tvila. So then, in such a case, he makes the bracha lachareha, someone who is tameh, who has the full-fledged status of tumah, so that we're to the point that he can't make a bracha lefanel, as we saw in the sugya balkari. So he makes a bracha afterwards. So it says, so Ravina says that yes, you should make a bracha afterwards. Says the Gemara, no, velohi. The Gemara knocks out Ravina, very strong manner. Hasa meikara gavra lo chazi. Hacha meikara gavra chazi. Vahol v'itchi itchi. In the case of tefillah, he can't. So when you can't, then the halacha allows you to make the birchas hamitzvah afterwards. But when it comes to bracha lefanel, you messed up. So if you messed up, then you don't have the opportunity afterwards. So Rav Pramranchik, he's the Baal Chaber of the Emek Bracha. He was the closest, one of the closest Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. He also is the author of the Sefer Torah Zeram. He came to Eretz Yisrael before the war. Came here before the Brisker Rav. And he died very young. He died, I don't know if he reached his 50th birthday. They say that he passed away the morning after he finished the Sefer Emek Bracha, the Sefer that we're quoting. They said he put it together, he put it in the notebook, and he did the last editing, and I guess he told someone that he was finishing it that night, and the Sefer was entirely complete, and he went to bed and he didn't wake up the next morning. And he has a glowing hakdama from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav did not give him any hakdamas. He gave a hakdama to Rav Pramranchik, and he also gave a glowing hakdama to Rav Shach, and that sealed the fate of the Olam HaYeshivas for the next 50 years. Because in that Hakdama to Rav Shach, the Brisker Rav alludes to him as being, he feels as someone who is one of the next Manhige Adar. So just, it's according to Brisker Mahalach, every formulation is critical. So those few words in that Haskama, that's what, anyhow. So the Rav Pramranchik makes a beautiful diuk in this Gemara. He says, what in the world is the Gemara's dimyon? How in the world could the Gemara be medame to birchas hanenin to birchas hamitzvahs? When it comes to birchas hanenin, kfar achla, he already ate it. So how can you go back? How can you go back and say that now he's going to make a bracha? He already ate. So if you say that it's purely a matir for achila, this Gemara doesn't make any sense. Birchas HaMitzvah, okay, it's true that some of our Rabbeim said that Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir. But the Pashtas, Birchas HaMitzvah, you can understand differently. But Birchas HaNenin, if it's a matir, so then in such a case, there's no dimyon whatsoever here in the Gemara. Elamai, says the Emek Bracha, he's Mechadesh, and he has a few nafkaminas. He says, you see from here that there's tzvei dinim in Birchas Hanenin. One is that's a mitzvah, just like Birchas Hamazon is on the one hand, it's on achila, but it's also clearly a mitzvah. The bracha itself, the best way to say it, I don't mean Birchas HaMitzvah in the colloquial sense. It's a bracha which is a mitzvah. By definition, there's a mitzvah to bench. So too over here, Birchas HaNenin on the one hand is a matir. On the other hand, the bracha itself is also a mitzvah. Yeah, but v'achalta v'sadata has a pasuk. Where is the pasuk that tells you that there's a mitzvah? But that's what a Pramran Sheikh claims, that here it's going to be, you have to say that there's tzvei dinim over here. There's a mitzvah as well. So here, when I did the sugis the first time, so I thought, and then I was here, I was very happy with Ernest and Kaplan. Here I thought now we could, here I saw that he afterwards that he says the same thing. L'chura, Pramarchik's vart is not muchrach according to some. Can anybody finish off? Do you have to say that there's tzvei dinim and birchas hanenin, there's one din that's a mitzvah, and that there's another din that's a matir? Is that what's muchrach from our Gemara, or you could be mazbir the Gemara differently? In other words, the hava mina to be medame to bracha and to vila. Is this the only way to understand the Gemara? How could the Gemara compare tevila to bracha, where the bracha is that kodim it's asur, and you're over mila, but now you ate it, so fine, it's too late. Could you be mafresh truma on tevil that was already eaten? It's impossible. By the way, what's the exception? Trivia question. Where could you have a case where you could be mafresh afterwards? Shabbos. That's right. Shabbos by what? By what? Shabbos not in most cases, though. Unless there's a... Ezra knows Mishnayos really, really, really well. No, but there you do a hafrasha. It's just you don't do a full hafrasha. No. Okay. You'll get back to me. It's a little bit more. I understand what you're referring to, Shabbos. That wasn't what I was driving at. I know which Mishnah you're referring to. But I'll answer in one sentence since you're all curious. Chalo in Chutz La'aretz. Chalo in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is that you could do afterwards. It comes up halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, let's say you were chala wasn't hufrash. You're eating chala and then you realize that you forgot to take off b'mafrish chala. So in Eretz Yisrael, you're stuck because you can't be mafrish on Shabbos, but in we're talking in the case of Shabbos, but in Eretz, but in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is that you could be mafresh afterwards, and the reason for it is because we're much more makel on Chal and Chutz La'aretz. In fact, they say that I think Rav Tani Kohn told me this, that the way he and Rav Shechter eat bread and bagels and cakes and so on is that they leave a little over afterwards, and this way they don't have to be so worried about the store, whether they were mafrish chala or not, which you couldn't do in Eretz Yisrael, because halacha is that as long as you leave over in the end, that's going to be enough. All you have to do is throw out the leftovers. But that's only chalas chutz la'aretz. All the other halachas of Trumas, it wouldn't be possible. So same thing over here. How could it possibly be? Afterwards, you're gonna make a bracha afterwards, like being mafrish truma after you already ate the tevel. It's too late. So what's the pshat? Yes, Ezra? Right, according to Rajba and Rashi, I think we could be miyashiv. That the vart over here is that it's oda. This is, I think, a beautiful art. And then, hence, you don't need to be mechadish what the Emek Bracha said. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger and possibly the Ritva, which I see the Talmidim still want to fight with me about, according to them, but Lechura and Rabbi Kiva Eger, so then you do, Lechura, have to say what the Emek Bracha says, unless you come up with a better pshat. But according to the Rajba, let's flesh it out, that if the whole idea is that there is a hodah and there's an iser on the gavra for him not to be moda, so then in such a case, then afterwards, b'di'eved, then it could be that you need to make that bracha as well. Okay, one final ha'ara be'ezer Hashem. There is a very strange... You could even call the halacha itself strange. I was going to say the Kesef Mishnah is strange. But even the halacha itself is a very mechudosh tikka halacha. And that is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. I didn't see anybody connect these issues. Maybe I think that the Lechura, these issues are connected. We have to do the sugya. Maybe we'll do the sugya on Shivasar B'Tamuz. And that's the sugya of tasting on a tainis and the halachas of brachos for tasting. So that's a... It's a big sugya, a beautiful sugya. So maybe on Shavuos or B'tamuz will do that. In the end of Halacha Beis, in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam paskins umata'emes, someone who's tasting. He's not interested in having hana from the food. So This comes up all the time. You're cooking in the kitchen, and you want to taste to see if the food has too much salt or too little salt. Eina tzricha bracha lo lefanel v'lo l'acharei ad revius. So then you don't make a bracha at all. However, if you taste for some reason a revius, so then in such a case, then it needs a bracha. Okay. What's the problem with this halacha of revius when it comes to this halacha? I have the following problem. Shear of revius, as we Tosas already made reference to, bracha achrona has a shear. Does a bracha achrona have a shear? Bracha achrona has a shear. Bracha rishona have a shear? Doesn't. Asa klum. Anything that he has. So then what's the pshat? Memanim shach. Why is it that when it comes to mita'emes, so then the halacha is different. Then if you have a revius, then you make even a bracha lefanel. So the Kesef Mishnah alludes to this problem. And the Kesef Mishnah says something radical. Kesef Mishnah says, I'll just show you the punchline. You read over the Kesef Mishnah, please. It gives you important background information, which we'll do on Shivas Rabbatamas as a separate sugya. And then he says, on the three lines from the end, says the Kesef Mishnah, Va'afal gav da haikro l'inyin bracha achreina mayri, mikol mokom yesh lismoich l'mikra zeh bracha rishona. He says that the Torah tells us that the mechayiv is sevia. And since the Torah is mechayiv you when it comes to sevia for a bracha achrona, he says we could extend it also to a bracha rishona. I'm mamish confused. But wait a second. Didn't we say that's not true? That the mechayiv of a bracha doesn't come from v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. So then what does the Kesef Mishnah mean that you could extend the pasuk of Sevilla and say what? Let's just spell out what he's saying. That since when it comes to a revius you get Sevilla, so you have to make a bracha achrona, whether you intend to have anah or not. But at the end of the day, you get Sevilla, so too, extend it to a bracha rishona. So what's the Kesef Mishnah saying? But we don't. The mechayiv of a bracha rishona is the matir. And even if you don't formulate it in terms of the matir, at the end of the day, mechayiv of the bracha rishona is that a person gets hana. In this case, he's not getting hana. So if he's not getting hana, then why is it that you're going to make the bracha rishona over here? So it's clear, and we have to be ma'arich in this more, that in the sugya mita emes there are two halachos. We see two halachos in bracha rishona. And that is number one, that if you have pachos mikashir, you make a bracha on the hana. And number two, if you have already a shir, even if you're not having hana, there's a new mechayiv of a bracha rishona. But what's that new mechayiv of the bracha rishona? So Rabosai, I think you must say that the Kesef Mishnah learns like the Mahalach that we were developing in the Rajba and Rashi. And that is the Kesef Mishnah holds that you're right. It could be the Kesef Mishnah holds that the bracha, stam bracha, might be a matir, the mechayiv. But at the end of the day, there is a bracha rishona that at time is a hodah. And that is, if a person is going to get sevia, even if he's not getting any hana, he's still a mechayiv in a bracha. Why? Because at the end of the day, the bracha rishona is also a hodah on this, according to the Kesef Mishnah, it's a hodah on the sevia. Now you could have said there's no such thing as hodah on sevia. It could be hodah is also on hana. But we see from this Kesef Mishnah by the sugya mitemes, maybe there are other ways of explaining mitemes. You see by the sugya mitemes that the bracha, it goes on this as well. I think it's kemat mefurish according to in the Kesef Mishnah that there is some type of hodah over here that's at play. Again, I'm less bothered at how you magdir it. You could call it hodah, you could call it something else. When I say hodah, I'm not being rigid about the word of hodah. What I am showing is that it's not, according to the Rajba, it's not simply a matir, according to the Kesef Mishnah, it's not simply a matir for hana'ah. We see from the Kesef Mishnah that when it comes to Mita'emes, Temita Emes shows us that the bracha Rishona is, there's the mechayiv of it, could even be the Sevilla, which takes place afterwards. Yes, Michael.
Are you saying that both of those are learned from the Svara on Mamre Hay? That both, if both the Mats are applied, and even if there's no Hana?
Right. In other words, I don't know enough to develop the sheet of the Kesef Mishnah. In other words, whether he holds that there's Tzvei Dinim, in other words, just to spell out, what Michael is raising is Lechura, one could argue from the Kesef Mishnah, is that there's two parts in the Bracha Rishona. And there are two ways of saying that there is, number one, you could say that there's a Matir, and number two, you could say that there is a Hodah component. And then you have two possibilities. You could say that when he's eating less the Shir and he has Hana, so then the Mechayiv is both the Matir and the Hodah. Or you could say that when he's getting Hana, then it's a Matir. But then when you don't have that, so then you don't have the Hana, so then there's another Mechayiv of Hodah. You could say it in different ways. I'm not sure how the Kesef Mishnah works. But what I do know is that the Kesef Mishnah is clearly assuming that the Sevilla itself could be Mechayiv. How could that possibly work? The answer is that's not just a matir for the hana that what a person's getting, but the mechayiv sevi. Now, this, of course, opens up a new, totally new sugya, and that is what is bracha rishona and bracha achrona generally for, which is a separate chakira, hana's grona and hana's meyav. That's a chakira that we'll have to discuss by itself. Maybe we'll even do it in the beginning of next week. What's the so it sort of alludes to that. But we're not going to get there yet. Yes.
What's the difference between Sviya and Hana?
No. Lav Dafka is it the same thing? In other words, this person himself is not getting any. But here, when I describe Hana, this is what I just alluded to. Here, he gets Hana. He's not getting any Hana's garment. The only thing that he's doing is he's becoming Sylvia. Memela, he's becoming Sylvia.
Now he doesn't have to pay for lunch.
In other words, what Matt wants to say is like this. Matt wants to say that really, but at the end of the day, you're saying it's a matir for his sevilla. That's what you want to say.
Yes.
That's interesting. I need to think about it. It's a fair ha'ar. In other words, maybe it really has absolutely nothing to do with Hoda whatsoever.
It doesn't say call Ocha, it's called that.
Okay, I mean, that's a question of how you might do the Nechon. No, you're right, the Pashas are called that. But that's a fear of harm, Matt. Maybe that's the Pshat. Good, okay, Be'ezer Hashem will stop here. And next week, we'll try to. By the way, if there's any more Ha'aros that you want me to go back with the Rishon that we've really been working on with the Rajma and the Ritva, we'll discuss over Shabbos. Next week, we're going to continue on with the Mashava. We're going to get to your Diuk, Ezra, and the Gemara. And then we're finally, what's about? Eli had asked me that you guys want to have Shir on the probably the most important Gemara in life, is the next Gemara. Gemachlok is Rabbi Shmuel and Shem Bar Yochai. I'm a little bit scared about getting Shir on it, but maybe we'll do it without recorder. If the Talmidim, I go with, Rabbi Braunschweigel used to say he goes with supply and demand, and now I didn't understand as a Talmud what he meant, but it's really, so you're probably not going to understand what I'm about to say. But I really, what a Rebbe does, and how he learns with the Talmidim, is very much how he's pushed by the Talmidim. So when the Talmidim ask me these types of questions, so then I tend to address these types of things. When the Talmidim ask those types of questions, so I tend to address those types of things. Shir, in my opinion, is not supposed to be that the Rebbe comes in and he lectures. Shir is that you learn together. That's the goal. Now, obviously, it has to be structured on in some manner and so on. But what you tell me and say there is important to me. So if you want to do the Gemara and Lamed Hei Amabez as a separate shir, that's fine. But then we're going to finally get into the sugis themselves. Of course, we do the Gemara Chutz Min Hayayin. We'll start with Anigron, and then we'll get to also to a lot of fun Ketzin Varkin sugis. Just, Rabosa, a couple points in terms of